And not just rain frogs. You could hit a rain frogs every time it would rain around, but you'd see rain. Yeah, just a frog, and you just a small frog, not a toad frog, not a bullfrog, but just a small frog, very small, very small frog.
What's a bullfrog?
A bullfrog stays in ponds and water, and that's where you eat the legs. That when you eat, when you're ordering, you go to a restaurant and you order the frog legs. Oh, that's a bullfrog. That's the only part of them that you eat. It's a delicacy in most places. But I don't.
What about a toadstool?
Toadstool is you see them out, and you see them mostly there again in rainy weather. You'll see them. You can see them out in your yard probably sometime. I saw one in the yard a few days ago. It's just like an umbrella, but it's just like a pedestal at the bottom, and it got a top on it, and it's white in color, and a mushy. If you mash it, just mash it very up, just like dough or something like that, and just completely disintegrates it. Well, all the time after the Negroes came over here, even after the Civil War, they were tenant farmers, and they worked in the cotton field primarily. Now, you know, in the area we live in, cotton was king. Cotton was the primary money crop. We had, like I said, we had some cow, we had some hogs, but cotton was king. So that is that's what they grew. And we'd go out and plant this cotton. We'd plant it in March or April. They say the earlier we get in, the better. Cotton was a tight crop that it didn't take a lot of rainfall. And these colored people, the nigger, would pick this cotton, and they'd pick it by hand. They'd have sacks on the back, and most of them would crawl. They'd have pads on the knees, and a pad was something that they would just make at home. And some of them would be leather, some would be cotton, and they'd have to replace them every 3 or 4 days. And this sack would glide along on the ground.
And
as a burlap, just what we call regular old croaker sack. Just a burlap, a croaker sack, but that's what we called it. And a sack of cotton would do the 40, 50 pounds, would probably hold it. And they'd have a basket at the end of the row, and every time they'd get it full, they would go and empty it. And you'd have people that would come in and pick cotton, maybe from out of the town. You would have these Negro, what we call quarters, that live in Negro areas, that they would come in and they'd pick by the pound, and you would pay them so much a pound, maybe 5 cents a pound, for picking cotton, maybe 2 or 3 cents a pound. Well, that's right, but then they would go and empty. Now, a sack might would hold more than that, but they'd get kind of heavy for them, and soon they'd get 30, 40, 50 pounds. They'd go empty it in the basket. And then when they get the basket full, it might be in the middle of the morning, it might be at noon, or it might be in the afternoon. Then they'd have what they would weigh in, and they you paid them 2 cents a pound, and somebody picked 200 pounds, so they made $4 during that day.
How many pounds were $4?
Well, let's just assume, according to the year and how much cotton was bringing, say at that time, let's say cotton was, I mentioned a while ago, it might have been 5 cents a pound, say 10 or 15 cents a pound, you'd pay them about 2 cents a pound, and they pick 200 pounds, that's $4. But I have seen them pick it for 1 cent a pound. Of course, that was pretty good price. Remember, when the landlord was only getting, when the man landlord was only getting a 5 cents a pound for it, he'd pay a cent to get it picked, like that. And then they would go to work early in the morning, picking cotton all day. Or they'd go at sunup. They didn't go so much by the time. Half of the niggas couldn't tell time and so forth. But they'd go at sunup, and they'd work till dinner. But then probably the